Another virtual celebration of Juneteenth tomorrow comes from our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. The Speak Out for Freedom video screening begins at 5 p.m. on Zoom, featuring African American students, faculty, and staff. Chris Stokes is UTC's Assistant Director of Multicultural Affairs.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Roy, for having me today.
Tell us more about this event tomorrow.
We want to make sure that we're capturing a part of American history. It's celebrating Juneteenth, which is known internationally as African American Emancipation Day, which was June the 19th, 1865, to be exact. And that date holds a lot of significance because it was when those who were in Galveston, Texas, those who were enslaved, finally were made aware of the news brought to them by the Union troops and that they were freed as well. And so that celebration has gone on since the late 1860s. And so it's an opportunity for us to look at that history that was made there, because it's not just African-American history, it's American history. It's a part of our story. It's a part of our nation's narrative. And it's so telling now because of so many opportunities to still continue to grow. We have opportunities to celebrate the legislation that was changed there. And as you see in history, it took a little bit of time for that news to come through and everybody else to be aware of that. So we want to make sure that we're telling a true story of our history, but also celebrating the efforts that were made to get us to a better place.
So this event features the Speak Out for Freedom commemorative video, which will be pulling many voices together. Tell us more about the voices in this video.
The voices in the video are going to be those of our students and colleagues here at the university, giving them an opportunity to share their stories. A big part of the African-American tradition as a part of our nation's tradition, period, is storytelling. Each generation, we get a chance to hear those stories, and we get to hear those stories that our friends and peers and colleagues have experienced so that we can hear about the continued challenges that we have to overcome. We've come a long way in our country, but we've got a lot of ground to cover, and we want to make sure that we're able to support our colleagues and our students and give them a space to share their stories so that we can support them. And it's a great opportunity for us as a university and as a campus to come together to embrace one another. This is a chance for us to unite under a common banner, and it's change. We want to see progress, and we want to support those that we're close to. And so we want to make sure that those that are part of the campus are heard, and we want to make sure that they know that they've got allies and are supported. So we want to create that opportunity for those voices to be heard, and also for allies to come and support and share in the stories as well. No greater story than a narrative of unity. Those who have been impacted by a trauma and those who are there to support them in the trauma, what better way to celebrate a day of freedom than that way, pulling people together from both backgrounds?
This video tomorrow, the Speak Out for Freedom commemorative video, it's the first of what you are calling the Freedom Series. Tell us more about that.
The Freedom Series is just that. It's three parts to discuss the impact of freedom in our lives, you know, to educate so we can all be educated on the impact of freedom, so we can be unified in that, and also that we can all be empowered to make those changes and support freedom in the lives of all. And so we look to have opportunities, different events throughout the course of the academic year to pull people together for us to share in those freedom stories and in those narratives that can help pull us together. And in the midst of a time where it could cause so much division, we want to create a space where we can all come together for a common goal for change.
And where can people go online to follow all this, not only tomorrow, but the rest of the series as it unfolds?
We're still planning in the midst of COVID-19, so we're trying to make sure that we've got flexibility in our scheduling, but we want to make sure that, you know, you can follow us on our social media at UTC, UTC_MCC. And this is not just a single effort from our office. It's a collaborative effort from several different entities, namely the Office of Equity and Inclusion, the Office of Multicultural Affairs, and the Center for Women and Gender Equity. The celebration of freedom, Juneteenth, is a part of American history, and we want to show that we're all supportive and as allies to make sure that we're giving credence to the event, making sure that our campus is part of celebrating culture, various cultures, and being inclusive in our offerings from our departments. So we want to make sure that we have a full team there. And like I said, it's an opportunity to celebrate history, not just African-American history, but a part of our American history. And a chance for us to come together as those who have embraced tragedy and trauma and those who can embrace as allies as well.
All right, Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having us.